very grateful to have the opportunity to be here tonight for obvious reasons, and then also because if I wasn't here, I'd probably be vacuuming something. I saw in the Striving Higher Agada, which is available for purchase downstairs, a fellow wrote to his Rav that, so it's another Seder night, another year to sit down with relatives that I don't feel so close to and tell over a story from 2,000 years ago, more than that, 3,500 years ago, that's really not applicable. Could we do something? Could we talk about current events and things that are applicable to Maisa instead of discussing ancient events? And the rabbi, Rabbi Aaron Moss from Sydney, Australia, I thought he responded brilliantly, and he writes back to him, you're reading the wrong Haggadah. You see, we're all slaves. We're all slaves to different things. We're slaves to stuff. We're slaves to demands, to expectations, to our own negative character defects, our own bad midos, to our tempers, to our money, to our devices. We're all slaves. As a sidebar, the Maharal says, Golden mentioned before about lechemoni. Everybody knows lechemoni is poor man's bread. The Maharal very strongly disagrees with that. Very strongly. He says that's not true. They didn't eat, he says they never ate matzah when they were slaves. It's not true at all. Lechem oni means poor bread, not poor man's bread. The bread is poor because all you need is the bare minimum. All you need is water, flour, throw it in the oven, and you have it. He said that's the greatest freedom. You don't need anything else. You're not, every time when you need things, it causes dependence, strings attached. It's free, that's the ultimate freedom. Lechem oni. Because in chametz, there's the yeast, and chametz represents the ego. And matzah represents humility, the suspension of the ego. And he says, Paro couldn't let go. He couldn't give over the reins. And Mitzrayim, the word Mitzrayim means constrictions, restrictions, things that hold us back. We said it this morning in Hallel, Min Ameitzar Karasika. I call out to you, Hashem, from the constrictions. Anoni, you answer me, Vamirchav, with a widening, like a chauffeur. In the bottom, it gets wider. It's a symbolism of Min Ameitzar Karasika. So he says, Rabbi Moss says, go back and read the Haggadah again. And every time it says the word Paro, put in the word ego. And every time it says the word Mitzrayim, put in the word limitations. I read it again. Avodim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. We were slaves to our ego, stuck in our limitations. Vayotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu misham. Rabbi Tursky, Zichron Levracha, Abraham J. Tursky says that there was a young man who was in recovery for drug addiction. And he was sitting at the Seder of his father. I think he said that his father was a very chashuv person, Rosh Yeshiva, but either way, it doesn't matter. And his father starts saying over the Agada, Avodim ayinu leparo b'mitzrayim, we were slaves. And he looks at him and he says, Dad, Ava, Ta, whatever. He says, you don't know what slavery means. I know what slavery means. I was a slave. I was a slave to the drugs. I did not have the ability to say no. And Rabbi Tursky said he wrote his Haggadah from bondage to freedom, beautiful Haggadah, based on that. To look at the entire story of Yitzias Mitzrayim with that perspective. By Makas Arbe, eighth Makkah, Paro cries to Moshe, get rid of this Makkah. V'yoser me'alai rakes ha'moves hazeh. Just remove from me this death. Why was Arbe, all the Makkahs were death. They were all bad. Why is Arbe so much worse than Barad, so much worse than Shchin? He calls this death. And Amato Pogomansky said, Paro was not talking about the locusts. He was talking about his own stubbornness. V'yoser me'alai rakas ha'moves hazeh. I am destroying myself, I am destroying my country, and I can't stop. I'm a slave. I'm a slave to my ego. Rav Kook so magnificently said, Yesh ben chorin, she'erucho ruach shel eved. Sometimes you have a free person. We know this to be true. Who has the spirit of a slave. V'yesh eved she'erucho melei acherus. And you have an eved who his spirit is full of freedom. Ha'ne'mon la'atzmiyuso. Someone who is to thine self be true. He's true to himself. Ben chorin hu. That's a person who's free. Umisha kol chayav Himrak b'meshato v'yofe b'eini achirim. Someone whose whole life is only based on what other people think, what other people are going to say. Hu eved, he's a slave. We know that Paro and Mitzrayim lured Klal Yisrael into the avoda with avodas perech, which the Arizal says perech, backbreaking labor, is perach, a soft mouth. They sweet talked us into it. That at first there was a major campaign, and Paro himself came down, took selfies with everybody, served sushi. Everything was it was a major event. But with time, they stopped serving sushi. They stopped with the Pharaoh stopped, and then they enslaved them. I heard from a Rav who said we need to teach our children to realize that that's how the Yetzer Hara works. That's how all addictions work. It starts with a perach. It looks so great. It looks so enticing. Till God forbid a person becomes an evid and they no longer have the control. So wouldn't everybody want to leave Mitzrayim? You're stuck in your limitations, so go. 80% of Klal Yisrael didn't leave because they didn't want to go. And the same is true with our own Mitzrayims as well. It's very hard. We get stuck and it's hard to go even when the door is open. And we call this glorious night the Leil HaSeder, the order, because Geula is a process. Tihalicha Geula. It is a process that happens. It doesn't happen overnight. I heard once, could be from Rav Schwab, Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeiichem me'eretz Mitzrayim yosachem le'elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why do we say Ani Hashem Elokeichem twice? So the first time is talking about the door that left Mitzrayim. I am Hashem who took you out. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The second one is talking to us. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I can take you out of all of your Mitzrayims, but you have to be willing to leave Mitzrayim. B'chol dor v'dor, chayv adam liros es atzmo kil hu yotzam mi'Mitzrayim. I was never a slave. How am I supposed to picture myself going out of Mitzrayim? My own Mitzrayims. As a therapist, I was trained. You ask a client, if you were able to get past whatever it is that's holding you back, your anxieties, your depression, your inhibitions, whatever it is, if you didn't have those things, what would your life look like? How would you make decisions? How would it be different? First, you have to have the image in your head. Then you can go strive to be that way. That's Leil HaSeder. If I didn't have all these spiritual things that hold me back, all the naysayers in my mind, all the things in my life that hold me back, constrict me from being who I really want, what would my life look like? And we sit at the Seder, every one of us, regal, fulfilling mitzvahs left and right. Normally at night, you don't fulfill mitzvahs. The Goyim says 64 mitzvahs. Everything we do is holy. Now we have 7 weeks afterwards to earn it, to work towards it in Sfiras HaOmer. I'll end with Rabbi Aryeh Levin, great tzaddik, who was known for his love, especially of prisoners, everyone. So he went to visit the prisoners in jail on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And he asked them, how was the Seder? Did they give you everything they needed? They tried to arrange before they would have everything they needed. And the prisoners said, yeah, everything was good, except one thing. When it came to Shvoch HaMoscho, they didn't let us open the door. Rabbi Aryeh Levin said, he smiled, and he said, to find Geula, it's not opening doors. It's about opening your heart. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help every one of us, that we should be able to go free, should be able to forge that path. And as was mentioned earlier, Be'ez Hashem, if we can, we'll be able to lead our children on that path as well. Afrei Lechem Yom Tov.